central theme, literally, central theme of Parshas Chukas, meaning, you know, the intermediate sugya that's in the middle of the parsha, is the story of, you know, Miriam dies, right, and because the bear was Beschus Miriam, so now all of a sudden the nation doesn't have water. All right, so Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to, you know, talk to the rock, and whatever, for some reason that we have yet to explain later in this shir, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't talk to the rock, he hits the rock, and out comes water. All right, and this is the, you know, and this is the official sin as to why, you know, he can't, you know, go into Eretz Yisrael. So now Rashi says something over here that's a bit puzzling. You know, on the pasuk Yan Lohem Mantem Bi, which in itself, you know, demands an explanation. What do you mean, Moshe and Aaron don't believe in God? You know, he's a Novi that speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, it's like the Lashon Emuna. Needs an explanation, you know, that his head is called not being mamil in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, but Rashi in his pasuk says, "Gila kos shilvo echad ze bavariu nechnasim la'art kadei shilo yom rolem kavod shadu v'shnik zolem shilo yikansu l'aret kachaya avoin Moshe v'ar." You know what Rashi's saying? He says, if not for this sin, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have had to gone into Eretz Yisrael. Why? So as to not be choshed him, that the reason why he didn't go in is because, you know, he was guilty of the sins of the Dor HaMidbar, you know. Right, so like, as it were, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to catch him on something, because he wasn't supposed to go in Eretz Yisrael anyway.
Because?
Right, because, we have to get into that. He wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael anyway, right? Right, so we are comfortable, but pasnished, you know, because if he dies in the midbar for no apparent reason, people will think Chas V'Shalom he did the same chatoim as Dor HaMidbar. Oh, yeah.
Rashi doesn't say there it's because he really was chayav for an earlier vera.
Right. Okay. Hello, Atzonu Baker Yishochet Kosher Veuzu. Right, when Moshe Rabbeinu was, as it were, doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Baaloscha, you know, if we can we shecht enough, you know, meat for them and they'll be satisfied. That's even worse than hamin ourselves and otzi alchem mayim. Afisha b'seiser chasak al kasev v'kachu al koyso lo chasak al kasev v'bnei kiddush Hashem. Right. So, like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu may have done things that were, you know, more severe as far as doubting HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiv'yachol, but since it was b'tzina, no one else heard it. Right. No one else heard it, you know, so Kadosh Baruch Hu had to let it ride. Right, but here, everyone heard it. Oh, so on this, even though it's not as severe, kivyocho, haminasel notchem mayim is not as severe as hatzonu baki shochet lehem. Oh, but here, we nabbed him, because this is public, and here, so over here, we nailed him.
Right? Isn't there a little bit of a steer in Rashi himself, because at least the way that Rav is reading it, it's making it sound like the people would have thought that he got ensnared in the same avera as the rest of the door. But then it says particularly which avera he was really chayev on. But since it was done b'seiser, people wouldn't be able to differentiate.
So it's mashma from Rashi that really Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael anyway, right? So when we go back to Parshas Baaloscha, when he appointed the Shivim Zekenim, and then, you know, and they had the nevuah that, you know, Eldad and Medad had the nevuah that Moshe made. All right, it's not the pshat that that these neviim foresaw the chet of Mei Meriva, right? It, from this Rashi comes out that, you know, it's bad some that way. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, it's not the fact that they foresaw the chet, necessarily. This Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu is not meant to lead this door that's going into Eretz Yisrael, But, you know, Mishum Kvoidoi, we have to nail him on something. We have to nail him on something. And this is what we nailed him on, because since it wasn't public what he said, I mean, you know, when he did the, you know, hit the rock as opposed to, right? So, we found the thing to nail him on, right? That's what Rashi said. So, like, you know, what's wrong? Like, Keilu Be'etzem, it was not meant to be, right? Just we needed some out there to catch him on. That's the mashmos of Rashi. So what's like the sheni? Says Rashi Shulzi Bartosa about Aiti Makudash Lane Aida Vomri Masa Zushenu Medaba Venushaba Venutsuka Parosa, but kind Yoshu Mokom, Kavachomer Onu. If you would have only done it, so Kavachomer would have made a Kavachomer, right? The rock has doesn't hear and doesn't speak and doesn't need Parnosa, and still it's Mekayim what Hashem says. Kavachomer, we should be Mekayim what Hashem says. Well, first of all, and the fact that when you hit it and it gave what? It's not called being Mekayim Hashem's what Hashem says. It's not called being Mekayim what Hashem says. Rocks don't naturally give water. So you hit it, it's also, the rock is obeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just non-verbal communication, right? But whether you buy that kasha or not, l'chera, there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer, right? Ma le'evin shein lo b'chira, tomar ba'odam, that he has b'chira, right? Free will, z'ikol mifrach on the kal v'chomer.
Samachti Simcha Gedola when the Rav asked this question. I must have asked this question 15 years ago in a certain place I was learning, and the Rosh Kol just didn't have an answer for me. This same idea is brought up a couple places in the Rishonim, and not necessarily by this particular verb, but earlier on, but ma domem, right? This idea of ma domem, I never understood it. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, this time we'll have a good
We'll try. Anyway, so... Now,
right. Weren't there two pirchas that the Rav had on the Kav Chomer and the Shir?
Nah, the two things. This is all I remember. We take a look at the two other major sugyas that there are in this parsha. Right. One is Parah Aduma, and the other one, which is a Lifnei, and then there's the Inyan of the Nochash HaNechosha, which is Acharei. Point in the center, which is the issue of Mei Meriva. So now there actually is a commonality between these two sugyas that are makif on the two sides of the sugya of Mei Meriva, right? And that's the Inyan of Torah. Right, the Inyan of Torah. Now, by Parah Aduma, it's a lot more obvious. Right? First of all, this is the quintessential chok. Right? And it's very interesting, not just by Parah Aduma, but in Chukim in general, is where we have the Inyan of Amel's Batara. So in this week's parsha, it's on the pasuk, the famous drush of Chazal, Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Boel, Shiyamis Atzmo Boel LaShol Torah. Remez, Amel is up to the point of Kivyachol, near death. But what's interesting to note Right. What's interesting to note is that there's another place, famous place, where Chazal talk about Sia Remes to Amelus Batora, and that's on the Pasuk of Im Bechukosai Telechu, Shetu Amelim Batora. And then again, it's Amelus is mentioned in connection to Chok, Bechukosai Telechu, Shetu Amelim Batora. Now you would think that the Ikar Amelus should be said by the Mishpatim, you know, which is more, you know, there's more room for Svara, less room for innovation. But it's not the way. The Torah talks about Amelus by Chukim. Right? And of course, you know, the famous issue of Tame, you know, the how Chok have no Tam, you know, is Midrashim in this week's Parsha. Because we're talking about Chukim as opposed to Mishpatim, where Chukim, the Tam is hidden, right? Right, but Moshe Rabbeinu, on the same pasuk, Vikoy Lecha Pora Aduma, that Rashi says already, you know, brings one of the midrashim. Lo'olam hi kruya al shmecha. This part is going to be named after you. A Pora Shasa Moshe. Right? But Chazal say, Vikoy Lecha Pora Aduma, L'chani Megale Tame Pora L'achirim Chuka. For you, Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no mystery in Pora Aduma. Right? So, okay, it's like in Pora Aduma is the union of a male spatar, the union of Tame Taira. You know, dynamics of Torah, how for us, chukim are a mystery, but not for Moshe Rabbeinu. For him, he understands it. So even Shlomach that said, echkama v'irachokam imeni, but Moshe Rabbeinu understood Tam, you know, Tam Pora. Right? So now, in the Indian of the Nachash HaNechoshet, that we'll yet come back to. We didn't manage to get back to it sufficiently in Shir. Right, Nachash HaNechoshet. So, says the Ramban, you know, there's a famous Ramban on the Nachash HaNechoshet. And he says, yo, the Pele HaGod of Nachash HaNechoshet is that it was a Nes Betoch Nes. And the Ramban explains, why is it, you know, a nes betoch nes? Because as kayadua, if a person undergoes a trauma, last thing you do is, you know, bring him in contact with the source of his trauma. And if anything, if he got sick from that trauma, bring him back into connection with the source of the trauma, only make him sicker. And he says that in his day in the medicine, you know, a person gets bitten by a dog, don't even mention dogs, you know, in his presence. You know, he talks about, right? So he says, Dafka over here, people got bitten by snakes. They have to Dafka look at the snake and they get healed. And that's Nes Betoch Nes. Right? Nes Betoch Nes, you know, to add a little bit of explanation to the Ramban, what's this between Stama Nes, as it were, your conventional Nes, and a Nes Betoch Nes? So you have the famous Gemara that when Hananya, Mishael, Vazar were tossed into the Kivshan, so the Malach Michal said, all right, I'm the angel of ice. I'm going to go down. I'm going to chill it out. Right? And Gavriel protested and said, I should be the one go because I'm the Sar Shel Eish. So Dafka, if I save them, it's a Nes Betoch Nes. The Dafka from that which adds Koch to the fire, they should be saved. And how do you see that? Voraya, the fire was so hot that the people on the outside of the fire got burnt, whereas Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah that were in the heart of the fire, which you think is hotter, they were chilling out. And but you see, it was the koch of the Sar Shel Eish because it became so hot on the outside and yet cool on the inside. Gabriel said, let me do it so it should be a Nes Betoch Nes. So now, have you ever like this? Nes betoch nes, as opposed to nes. Nes is where it's just a matter, it's called supernatural, miloshim, simple superpower. Right? Like, let's say, Kriyas Yamsuf. We call it a nes because there's no natural force on earth, right, that can part the sea. Yafe. But you could understand, you could take out your pocket calculator and calculate what type of force would be required, right? And it could be done. Just me and you can't produce that force, but the seichel could be taifas that if you had this type of force, like if we, you know, set off a nuclear bomb underwater, probably toss the waters aside, you know. Right? So it's called a nace because it's more power than Teva supplies, that Teva allows for, right? Supernatural power, but the mind is kolet. The mind is typhus. You could take out your pocket. With this amount of power, I could split the sea, right? Nes betoch nes is, it defies logic. It's not as though it's too much power. You know, it's more power than I have. It defies logic. Right? So regarding, so now, that Dafka, Chananya, Mishael, Azara should be saved from the heat of the flame from the Malach Shalesh, that added power to the fire. Varaya became so hot on the outside, right, that the people on the outside got burnt. That's Nes Petoch Nes. That defies logic. The mind can't be typhus that. And Zok the Ramban called Darkei HaTorah Nes Petoch Nes. Very interesting Ramban. He's like, stoops that in. The Darkei HaTorah are Nes Petoch Nes. Right? We have to sort of decode that Ramban. Darkei HaTorah Nes Petoch Nes. So again, that means that the Nachash HaNachoshes, which was Nes Petoch Nes, that you dafka get healed by going back to your trauma, right? Right. So he says that's Darkei HaTorah, which needs decoding. But hey, that should be a throwback to Parah Aduma. Because Parah Aduma also is this type of Nes Petoch Nes type quality that defies logic. One of the mysteries of Parah Aduma is that it's Metaher the Tmeim and it's Metame the Tahorim, which is this Nes Petoch Nes type of quality, which the Ramban calls Kol Darkei HaTorah or Nes Petoch Nes. So the idea is like this. Right, but before we get back, there's just one more thing to add by the Nachash and Nachoshes. It is mentioned in that same Mishnah, in the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, together with Mochemes Amoed. V'chiyodav shel Moshe, sos b'chal 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 Moshe, right? Right, so on the same, so the Mishnah goes on and says, "V'chi nachash me misu mechaye." El lomach shekoz man she yisom mistaklim kapim al shav v'shvem. Right, are you misrapping? Right, so I think it's not the nachash that healed, but when they look at the nachash, and they're meshabit the reisha kodesh baruch hu, right? Mamish like the same, like there's a commonality, in the dynamics of milchemes amolik and the nachash. It's not the hands of Moshe. You just you have to look at what's the hands are pointing to. It's not the Nachash, but sort of look at what the Nachash is pointing to. Look at the Nachash and think past it, right? Like it's a common. We have to understand the commonality between the Nachash and Nachoshes, right? And Milchemes Amalek. Now the Maaseh. We, we've reached the center of what Sefer Bamidbar is all about, and May Meriva, which is mamish the center of the parsha, is the center of the center. What do I mean? As a famous medrash that we spoke about many times in Parshas Bereishis, by the creation of the Or, that Or is mentioned five times. The medrash darshens it keneged the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Yehi Or is Bereishis. Vayehi Or Shmos. Barakim is Or Kitoiv. Vayikra, Vayavdel Elokim ben Or ben Achosheth Sefer Bamidbar, because this Sefer, says Marsh, is Mavdil between the door of Yotzei Mitzrayim and the door Boyaretz. This is the book that, you know, differentiates. And that division happens in this parasha. What Sefer Bamidbar is Bechlau, that at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar you're dealing with the door Yotzei Mitzrayim. By the end of Sefer Bamidbar you're dealing with the door Boy Haaretz. Do you know where the transition actually happens? Right here in this parasha. And you know right here, where? Right here in this parasha? Mamish by May Mariva. You know, says over here, you know, Rashi brings Kola Eda. Right, Kola Eda, right, Kola Eda Midbar Tzin. Eda Ashlema Shekvar Meitu Meisei Midbar Ve'elu Porshu Lechayim. Mamish, that May Mariva, which is the center of the parashas, Mamish, is the center of the center. We Mamish reach point center of what Sefer Bamidbar is all about. Making that line that divides between the door of Yotzei Mitzrayim, or the door of which was Mason the Midbar, and the door that's going there. And Mamish, at that point, is where Moshe Rabbeinu is challenged, and he fails the challenge. He can't lead this people that's going into Eretz Yisrael. So now, the Mefarshim ask on this Medrash that if you assume that the second part of the sentence is on the same scale, is symmetrical with the first part of the sentence, so it says Vayavki ben Or v'choshech, so it's mavdu between Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim ben Dor Boyaretz. That means Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim equals Or, and Dor Boyaretz is equal to Choshech. There are actually Mefarshim that are so bothered by this that they want to claim that the ratio of the sentence and the sentence are not symmetrical. It's A, B, B, A. All right, well, how can you say, coming to Eretz Yisrael is Choshech? All right, but we will go with the simplest way of understanding, and for reasons that we will explain, that it's A, B, A, B. V'adukhi beroch ha'choshech, mavdu ben dor yotzei Mitzrayim, v'ven dor boya oretz, that indeed, the dor yotzei Mitzrayim is called Or, and the door by Eretz are called Choshech. Right. We didn't specifically state, right, in Shir, but I think we implied it very strongly. That, you know, as much as the Midbar is not Eretz Yisrael, but you can't call it Chutz La'aretz either. Midbar is nowhere land. And we spoke about this in other shiurim. It's Nowheresville. So you can't, you know, on the one hand, even though when we get to Parshas Maaseh, we'll talk about how the Masos allude to the Galuyot, but still, the Midbar is not Mamish Golos in the normal sense, because it's not Chutz La'aretz. It's nowhere. People don't live in the desert. It's not called being in a chutz la'aretz, right? It's called being nowhere. Right? So it's not like we're being mishabeh chutz la'aretz. When we say, you know, the door Yotzei Mitzrayim is called Or, because you have to say the Midbar is not really chutz la'aretz. It's nowhere.
Right? Yeah. I would have just said it before, well. Yeah. It's a Tkufa before Eretz Yisrael, so the whole comparison doesn't necessarily apply. Okay.
But I'll call upon him. So look, in the Midbar, which is nowhere, they didn't have any type of natural life. It was supernatural life. Mon from the Shemayim and the bear, you know, a miraculous bear, miraculous Onan, that doesn't just protect you from the sunlight, but also did your laundry for you. Kitzur, the hashgacha that there is, the hashgacha protis that sustains us was stripped of any levush tivi. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes care of us, you know, but he's malbish the hashgacha in a levush tivi. Right? But in the Midbar, it wasn't in any levush. The Ashgacha was totally exposed. You saw the pure Ashgacha, not in any Levush. And that, of course, is called Or. To see the Ashgacha ayin ba'ayin. right, in Eretz Yisrael, right, the Hanhaga is going to shift, right, and things are going to go in the Levush of Teva, and we spoke about this already. We spoke about this also Bifrat in Parsha Shlach, and there are issues over here that are sort of going to overlap with things that we said over there. Right? Right? And Eretz Yisrael is going to go in the Levush of Teva. Right? So that's called Choshech. Right? In the sense that, you know, the Hashgacha is hidden. It's, you know, it's in darkness, in the sense you can't see it. Because, you know, the Koch of Teva is sholeit on the outer layer, obscuring the Hashgacha Pratis that hides therein. Lahagin baboyker chastecha ve'munascha balelos. We speak of Hashem's chasodim, you know, openly by day, and His faith by night. Right? So, the pasuk is clearly saying, you know, at night, you when things are dark, you need emuna. When things are dark, you need emuna. Right. Lahagid baboker chastecha. In the morning, we openly speak of Hashem's chasodim. We're going to come back to that. It's the side of the dibarte melasela that was supposed to be lahagid baboker. When we clearly see Hakadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim and we talk about it, right? That's a state that's not called emuna. Emuna is balelos. Emunas chabalelos. Right? To explain. And we spoke about this a few times. Right now, seeing this stender in front of me, it is not grammatically correct. The word I am ma'amin, that there's a stender here, does not apply. Because you can't say emuna regarding anything that is a clear, visible fact. And a clear, visible fact is in the realm of yediyah. If I don't see it, I could say I believe that there are shtenders in the Beis Medrash. I could say that if I am not currently seeing the Beis Medrash. You know? No, I believe that there's shtenders, maybe because B'derek Klal there are. It's a realistic expectation. Right? The whole term emuna, right, however you're going to translate it, it always applies to a davar shebeseter. Like you say, emuna miloshen trust. He's a ne'eman. I trust him. When do you need to trust a person? If he came with the merchandise to the table, you don't have to trust him. You know, I trust him, meaning, you know, I'm going to give him money without seeing the schaira, you know, because I trust him to bring the schaira afterwards. You know, every usage of the word emuna always goes on, whether it's faith, whether it's trust, you know, it always goes on where, you know, the end result or the whole picture is somewhat obscure, and that's why you need emuna. Because if it's all there on the table, what do you need emuna for? You don't have to trust him. He brought the schaira. I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro. All right. That the... MS, everyone knows the famous, you know, drusha, the Medrash Rabbah and Dvarim. MS, the beginning, the middle, the end. Right? Aleph is Bina. MS, you know, which goes with Yediya, right? You see the whole thing from beginning to end. Emuna, it's Aleph Mem Nun. It stops in the middle. You don't see forward. You know the past very well. What's your Emuna based on? Track record. So the Aleph represents the past. Right? Right? Right. The Aleph represents the past, or it represents your knowledge that there's He who is one. And there's Memnun, that's the present. We don't see past the present. What's going to be a minute from now, Memnun is the middle of the Isis. That's where it stops. It stops in the present. You don't see ahead. That's when you need Emunah. So you rely on your track record. You rely on whether Aleph represents the past or whether Aleph represents he who's won. You rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you rely on the track record, and based on that you continue. You don't see ahead. You don't see. Emunascha Balevis. So it's a famous Gemara on Shabbos. Daf Lamed Aleph. Vaya Emunas Ikecha. Emunas ze Seder Zroim. Emunas Seder Zroim, which is all the mitzvahs atulius ba'aretz. Right. So yeah, why is Seder Zroim called Emunas? So it's a famous Tosfos that brings a Yerushalmi. You know, Tosfos on the spot. Mamin b'chei olam b'zorei. You got to trust God to go planting because. Some stuff, sometimes the kernels that you plant is edible food, and you're trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that he's going to make it grow and give it back to you tenfold. That's what Tosfos brings the name to you. Yerushalmi. But another pshat that they say is, all mitzvah tzilius baretz is basically, giving away your hard-earned bread, leket, shicha, peah, right? Trumas, maisras, maisr sheni, maisr ani, shmita, don't work for a year. You need a lot of emunah to be giving away so much of your resources that you work so hard for, and bechlal to not work a whole year. It's all emunah. Right, these are the mitzvahs that are miuchad for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of emunah, right? That now everything's going to go in a levush tivi, and the pure hashgacha will now be melubash, will be hidden in a levush tivi. That's going to be choshech for there. You need emunah. But now, what's the difference between emunah and das? No, we spoke about the circumstantial difference, but we didn't explain that lamaseh, the difference between emunah and das is all in the mind, right? Because the truth is the truth, right? Reality is reality. Reality is reality, right? The MS doesn't change, right? We say in Birchas Kriyat Shema in the morning that Chazal say Mefurish is based, the Gemara says Mefurish and Chazal based the Matbea Tefillah on the Pasuk. Lahagid Babokar Chastecha Vemunascha Balelos. So we say MS V'yatziv in the morning and MS V'emuna at night. Both are MS. The emes, which is firm, and undeniable, right? Both are emes, right? When your connection to reality is as such that not only are you aware of it, but you're in total contact with it, right? And your mind is makif, the reality, that matzav is called yediyah. When you're aware of reality, the mind is not makif reality. Reality is bigger than the mind. That's called emuna. Right? Gave an example from the law of gravity. Right? Some people, everyone is aware of the law of gravity. Everyone is aware of the law of gravity. Right? So some people have hesberim for it. Right? Whether you're Masri like Aristotle or Newton or Einstein, right? So that's called yediyah, right? But there's nobody that is not mamin grad. So let's say someone doesn't understand why in heck should Earth pull you down, even though he doesn't understand why in heck it should be so. He has 100 kashas on the way law of gravity is explained to him. He's not about to jump off a building because he has a bunch of kashas on gravity. Doesn't mean he could fly, right? Because it's an accepted truth. That and you don't know why, but it's true. That's called emunah. Emunah is you're connected to the reality, but the seichel is not makifit. When the seichel is taka makifit, it's called das. That's the whole difference. Reality is reality. It's your connection to reality that changes. Sometimes we're connected to reality in a emuna way. Like everyone accepts the law of gravity, whether they understand it or not. It's a fact. So it's called that they're mamin, they're ne'eman to gravity. They're not going to try to do anything, you know, without, you know, cheshbening that there's a law of gravity that they have to take into account. And there's people that, let's say, understand it. Yeah, it's called yidia. But the reality is the reality. You know, ben kach u ben kach. Emuna and yidia is a state of mind. But it's the state of the mind not being makif. The state of the mind, that's called laila, that's called chosha. The state of your word mind is makif, that's called das. Now, you know, Kayadua, you know, the big split in humanity that, as it were, moved people down, we say it's really a scale. When you're high up on a scale, it's called Das, and then, you're makif the truth, you know, that's called Das. When you're just, you know, aware of the truth, you know, that's called emuna. Now, you know, that scale, you know, humanity had two events that caused that slide of scale. Right? Two parallel events. One was called the Chet Eitz Hadas Tovara. And we spoke about this many times. Right, that, you know, now, you know, that the Rambam, famous Rambam, born of Buchen, that when, you know, before the Chet Adam had Das Emes V'Sheker, right, and then when he ate, and Das Emes V'Sheker is Taka Makif reality. It's Das that's Makif the Emes, and it sees what is, and Mimela knows what is and what isn't, right? Das Tovara is not Makif reality, it only sees upside versus downside. And of course, you know, in a state of Das, it's hard to have Sveikus. In a state of Emuna, that's really what you need. You need, if you don't have Emuna, then you do have Sveikus. We're going to talk about that. If you don't have Emuna, you don't just have Sveikus, you have all types of frustration, right? So after Adam Rishon eats from the Eitz Hadas, it's called Hamina Eitz. You know, all right, Sveikus come up. You know, did you eat from the tree? Akosho speaks to him, Belosh and Suffolk, to accentuate what he's fallen into. Now, Kayadua, Haman minatar minayin amina eitz. That's a remnant to Amalek. Haman's marumas over there. Because Amalek is gematria Suffolk. Amalek makes Sveikus. But you can only fall into Sveikus when you fall from Das. And then, you know, when you fall from Das, you have Sveikus. The countermeasure against Sveikus is Emuna. That's the countermeasure to Suffolk. That when your mind is susceptible to Sveikus, when you're that far away from the truth, the countermeasure to it is Emuna. To remain connected to the MS, even though you're not makif the MS. And if you don't have Emuna, you'll have Suffolk. now Milchemes Amalek, right, interestingly enough, right, so it says, Vayelabu Amalek, Vayelachim Yisrael Berefidim, so Chazal Darshan Refidim, Sherafu Yedehem Minatera. Their hands slipped, they're weak, their grip on Torah loosened, right? They lost their grip on the Torah.
Right.
So, well, what's that lashon? They lost their grip on the Torah. Roughly, a damn in that Torah. Right, so a lot of pshatim were said, but like, what we want to say in our mahal, lose the grip on the Torah. Of course, you believe in Torah, right? Having grip on the Torah is das. Look at it this way, put in slightly different terms. When a person is in a perfect state of das, so his hands do whatever the Torah says, right? But then there's when a person's in distance, he believes in Torah, but he's not so, he believes that the Torah is true, but he doesn't know that the Torah is true, which is just a lack of, as it were, intimacy. And that lack of closeness to the Torah is how a person believes, you shouldn't steal, but he steals anyway. Yeah. That's called the Rifyon Yad Torah, the distance between the hands and the Torah, that distance between Machshava and Maisa, that another word for that distance is a lack of Das. So now, Niflamot, by the Lochama of Amag, so it says, right? The hands lost their grip on the Torah, losing the grip on the Torah. So then Moshe Rabbeinu by Muhammad has his hands above his head, right? And what does it say? The pasuk says, "Vayu Yadav Emunah Ad Bo Hashemesh." His hands were Emunah, raised in prayer, but Emunah. Right, because Emunah is the tikkun for when Rafu Yedeya Min HaTorah, which is symbolizes a lack of Das. Das means connection, right? So you have to now raise your hands above your head, because your head is now falling away from the Torah. You have to raise your hands above your head, and that's called Emunah. Hands above the head is called Emunah. Of course, it's called that, because your head is full, your head sunk, right? Your head sunk. You have to raise your hands above your head. And with that koach, they were goyber over Amalek. Amalek is sphakus, the countermeasure for suffik, and suffik comes from Rafi Yedem in HaTorah, when you fall from Das. So the countermeasure for that is Emunah, and that's the hands above the head. Your head has sunk, so push your hands over your head. That's Emunah. When the situation is over your head, go with it anyway. Do it anyway. That's Emunah. That's hands over the head. And with that koach, there are Menatzeach HaMalek. The message of the hands above the head is that you go with the reversal whether you understand it or not. Do what he says, whether you understand it or not. That's hands above the head. So it's not the hands above the head that won the war, it's the message. You do what the reversal wants, whether you understand it or not. That's hands above the head. When Akash was manig, lamala from the Roish, do it anyway. Put your hands over your head. And that's called Vayiyadav Emunah. And that's the message with that they win over Amalek. Because the countermeasure to Suffolk is Emunah. If you're in Das, you don't have Sphakus in the first place. When you fall into Sphakus, the countermeasure is Emuna. So now, by Mamed Har Sinai, there was a tikkun for this. Yisrael Shomdo Har Sinai Paskas Lomasan Chazal say there was a tikkun for Chet Adam Arishan. Kaiso raised up to the level of Arishan Kodem Achet. That was by Matan Torah. There was Zohar to the Eitz Achayim, which is Torah. Right? But as we well know, you know, the Cheda Ego made a comeback. Cheda Ego, for reasons that we've explained, it was a comeback, you know, it was sort of like doing the Chet Eitz Hadas all over again. And of course, you know, the Nafka Mina was, the Nafka Mina Lemaisa, right, was Misa. That when Paskas were Masa, like, oh, Rishon Kodem Achet, they didn't die anymore. So the Cheda Ego brought back the Misa. And Chazal Darshan, Ani Amarti Elohim Atim Meel Kuchem, this Kodem was by Mame Arsina. Achim Kodem Tamusu, Kachar Asorim Tipolo, is after the Cheda Ego. So the Cheda Egel brought back Misa. Oh. Now what's Tahara? Well, you know, Tahara in general. Right? Now, you know, Chazal say that all Tuma came from the Chet Adam Arishan. All Tuma. All forms of Tuma. The Kuzri says, all forms of Tuma are a form of death. Like, you know, Tumas Mes is like the Avi Avos HaTumah, and all the Tumas are like forms of death. So, Niflamot, so Tahara is the anti of Tumah, right? And Paradum is the anti of Tumas Mes. Right? So now we have Rashi in this parasha. You know, Pora Aduma, Sarayo, Moshel, the Ben Meh, the Ben Shatinik, Paltima, Tabo, Ima, the Tekanech, Sosbina. Kai, so as we're pooped in the king's palace with the Cheda Ego. The Pora Aduma is the mother that has to clean up the poop. Pora Aduma is a tikkun for Cheda Ego. And Rashi Mipira, the Yisoder of Ramesha Darshan, goes through the Psukim a second time. Allegorically, how all the Avodas of Paradum are parallel to something that happened in Cheta Ego. Because Cheta Ego brought Misa, Paradum is Mizgaber over the Misa and takes away Tumas space. So now we can understand why Taharos is called Das. We said Zroim is called Emuna, Tahara, Das Seder Taharas. Because Tahara, in general, which is anti-Tuma, and Paraduma in particular, which is anti-Tumas Meis, is the antidote to the Chet Eitz Hadas, which was paralleled by the Chet HaEgel. The Chet Eitz Hadas that took us from Das Torah to Das Tovara. So it means that Hilchos Tum V'Tara as word brings you back to the real Das. The real Das that's above Emunah. The real Das that when you're there, it's not, Emunah becomes, as it were, a non-factor because you're in direct contact with the truth. Das Miloshin connection. So Taharas, which brings you back to Lamala from Tuma, is called Das. So Zroim is Emunah, Tahara is Das. Moshe Rabbeinu was not involved in the Cheda Ego. He was in Shemayim at the time. He had nothing to do with it. He was totally unaffected by it. But not only that, more than that, not only did was he totally uninvolved in the chet, because he wasn't even on earth at the time, but he personally had a halacha as if he's at Mamar Har Sinai perpetually, as paralleled by the din that he was Asur in an Isha. You know, and that's Mamar Shmurta for Pasuk, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, Lechu Shuvu Lo Lechem, right, you know, Mamar Har Sinai is over, go back to your families. Va'ata Po Amodi Madi, right, but you continue standing with me. Moshe Rabbeinu stands before Hashem on a Mamar Har Sinai level perpetually. Klai so lost the Kesarim of Nasim and Ishma. Moshe Rabbeinu took them all for himself. That was the Karnei Hay, Chazal say. You know, all the Kesarim are by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is on the level of Das. And that's why the door that's under him, that door is called in Lashon Chazal, Dor Dea. Kayadua piece of peace, Svarna Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu's meet as Das. We spoke about this in Parsha Shlach. We spoke about Shlach Lecha Ledatcha, right? Because there was always this challenge, even in the first door, of bridging Das with Emunah. Eretz Yisrael's Emunah, Moshe Rabbeinu's Das. Shlach Lecha Ledatcha was the attempt of the Meraglim, we explained, was to bridge the Das with Emunah. But there is a big nafkamina between the door, you know, of Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, what's called his door, and the door that went into Eretz Yisrael, which is the door that we meet in this week's parasha, because they were adults at the time of Mamar Har Sinai. This is the door that, you know, a few months later was Nechshon Mecheda Murad. They were adults at the time of Mamar Har Sinai. So let me buy a, you know, adult Tanti Masha, they were above the age of Esrim. That's called an adult legamri, because until less than Esrim, not chayv b'dinei shemayim, but adult, that the hanhoga of the door is, you know, when you talk about the hanhoga sa'klal, the madrega of the klal is you know, the manhigim are the adults. You know, 13-year-olds, even if they're culpable for their own actions, b'dinei adam, it's not called that they set the tone of the door. Right? The door that died in the Midbar were adults at the time of Mamar Har Sinai, which means that they still remembered and they had hanhaga, even if it was only for 40 days, they had hanhaga in this tekufa of lamala from the chet. They were under hanhaga of pure das. And we can explain that psychologically, but we can also explain that spiritually. Psychologically, they remembered what it was like, you know, to be Lamala, to be in the Madriga of Das, right? Das Tera, you know, above Das Tovara. The Das that's Lamala from Emunah, right? But not only do they remember that, and mitzad their memory, they have a shaykh set madrega, but spiritually we know. All right, this is the door that went through Shiras Aluchas, right? So we say, Hizaru bechacham sheshachach talmudo, sheluchas v'shivrei luchas munachin barim, right? A talmachacham that forgot all his learning, you still have to be mechabed him. That learning that he had is not lost. And the raya is shivrei luchas munachin barim. This is the door of Shivrei Luchas. The Luchas were broken God, but Shivrei Luchas Munachim Barim. They have a Roshem in them of this Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. So as a word, this, you know, even though Chet HaEgel was a rip between them and Moshe, the rip is not as extreme as the next generation that we encounter since Parsha, that were Ketanim. Ketanim, I don't just mean under the age of 20, they were Ketanim Mitzad Dinei Shemayim, but Ketanim Mitzad that they were not part of the Hanhaga of the door. Right? They totally grew into adulthood under the Tkufa of post-Chet. So they have less of a Shaykhus to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu than those that were adults at the time of Mamar Har Sinai. So that's why the door that was under Moshe Rabbeinu is still called the Dor Dea, even though they were Nichshol Lecheda Egel, because they were there with him at Mamar Har Sinai. As that door had Hanhaga, you know, in a Matzav Prichet. See, if they fell from it, it's still stored, as it were, in their DNA, call it. It's stored in them. Shivrei Luchas Menachem Bar. But the door that weren't adults by Mamar Har Sinai, right? So the distance between them and Moshe Rabbeinu is even greater. Right? So now this is what's happening in this week's parsha. This week's parsha is the cutoff point. Right? Where a line is being drawn between Moshe Rabbeinu and the people. But the challenge was to maybe not draw the line, that there should be a connection. Right? What happened over here? Right? Kayadur, the Torah's Nimshol Lamayim. And the end of Be'era Shol Miriam is the end of how the Torah is settles inside of a person, like the waters that he drinks, you know, or a very, very authentic Makara spring, that when the Ari HaKadosh taught Reb Chaim Vital his Seidus, right, Reb Chaim Vital initially just couldn't, it wasn't, the chok was not mityashev, is the lashon of the svarim. It just didn't settle in him, so the Ari put him in a little boat that went out to the Kinneret, where the Be'er Shomirim is ganuz. He was mashkim from the Be'er Shomirim, vaz nisyashva chokma v'kirvo, and chokma settled, right? You know, the Be'er Shomirim is connected, the Torah, how Torah settles in a person, like he drinks water. Getting water out of the rock is nifla ma'ayim. This generation had a heart of stone. Well, Kaisa had a heart of stone ever since Shviras Aluchas, really. Right? The first Luchas were Maisa Elokim. Right? The second Luchas are earthly tablets, right? And we explained, the Svarim explained, Luchas represent the heart. Kosvei Maluchas Libecha. Right? We used to have a heart, you know, a holy heart. Now we have a heart of stone that we try to superimpose the Torah upon it to correct it. But like I said, the generation that was under Moshe Rabbeinu experienced, however briefly, the Maise, Aluchas Maise Elokim, even if it was just for a second, right? This door, you know, didn't have that experience. But it's a door of a heart of stone. And we have to get the water out of the stone. Getting the water out of stone represents, you know, Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaLev Nechnasim Min HaLev. You get water out of the heart. Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaLev Nechnasim. You get water out of the stone, that's the water that can enter into the stone heart. Right? This, you know, May Meriva was an attempt for Moshe Rabbeinu to give Torah directly to this generation. As opposed to, what the Mishnah says in others. Moshe kibbel Torah misira u'masro li Yoshua. Wait a minute, wait, masro li Yoshua. It was most of the whole Klai Yisrael. No. Right? Because only Yoshua was mekabel from Moshe. Yoshua, that whole generation died. Right, that whole generation died, except for Yoshua and Kaleb, right? So now Kaleb, was a great man, but whoever, he wasn't, the biggest Talmud Chacham of the door. Only Yoshua is the only one left alive that's called the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? All the other people of that generation, which are the people in this week's Parsha, they're all called Yoshua's Talmidim. Yoshua Masoras Kenan. The Shimon Skenim of that door, they're Yoshua's Talmidim. They're Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmidim. Right? But we are the attempt was to make, they'll get Torah directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the idea of, giving them, water from the stone. You know, they have hearts of stone, right? Getting water out of stone is the water that goes into the stone heart. Right. Moshe Rabbeinu was attempting to be Manchil Torah directly, that this generation would be called his generation also, and Mimeli go into Eretz Yisrael with them. So Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to give them das, give them his level of das. So now it's so good, you know, how the parsha opens up with Parah Aduma, that, you know, the Eden of Parah Aduma is being misgabra over the Chet HaEgel. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he's there. And that's why, to him, Parah Aduma is no mystery. If you have real Das Torah, for you, Chukim are no mystery. Chukim are mystery to a person who's in Das Tovara, right? A person who needs emuna, you know, to be connected. So for him, Chukim is a mystery. But if you're on the level of Das Torah, for you, Chukim is as natural as Mishpatim. So the parasha opens up with the level of Parah Aduma, which is being Mizgabra of Chet HaEgel. And then Merumah's Moshe Rabbeinu understands Parah Aduma. And now we're trying to bridge the level of Das Torah with the level of Emunah. That us, the Torah is the same Torah, right? The Torah is the same Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to the one Torah, but Madrega's Das. We're connected to the one Torah, but Madrega's Emunah. Or at least, you know, subjectively, to the Chukim aspect of it, for sure. Mitzad the Madrega of Emunah. So that's it. L'chari megal tamei Torah l'acherim chuka. But this is the reason why by chukim is the remes to amelus b'Torah. Because since Torah is bigger than you, that's why you need amelus. Physics you don't need amelus for. So that's not the remes for amelus b'Torah is in this week's parasha and also in the b'chukosai telechu. What say, Adam Kiosbo, you have to even be willing to die learning, because you know why it's so hard to, because you're mortal. And why are you mortal? Because of Chede Tzadas. Why are you mortal? Why are you Shach to Misa? Right? Because of Chede Ego. So that's why you have to, like, countermeasure, die for Torah. Right? Because you're so distant, you know, but because of your mortality. So as a, you know, because you went down to a level of being Shaykh to Misa, that's why as a countermeasure, Adam Kiyom Espoil, you know, should virtually die for learning, as it were, closing the distance that you created by bringing Misa to the world. But Moshe Rabbeinu is on this level that he's Lamala from all this, so to him it's all Pasha. Right? Or for Moshe Rabbeinu, Nes B'toch Nes is not absurd. Right? And that's the Darga of Torah. That's what the Ramban says. The Darga of Torah is Nes B'toch Nes. You know, which to me and you blows the mind because we're so far away, so we're connected to it in an Emuna way. But if you're close and you have real Das, it's as simple as 1 plus 1 equals 2, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's level. So everything that's going on in this week's parsha is Makif, is the Koach of Torah. That Torah B'Shorsho is on the level of Nes B'toch Nes, which the Das Tovara can't take, but a person who has Das Torah sees it as simple as 1 plus 1 equals 2, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu's level. The people are connected to it, connected to all this truth in a Emuna type of connection. So now Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be the manig of these people that are on an Emuna level. So, Kaidua, you know, the most basic function of Das is Dibur. Man is a Bar Das. What's a Gilui of his Madrega of Das? Dibur. Hadea v'hadibur l'chai olamim. Dea and Dibur go together. You know, Moshe Perot told us in Chir. You know, the mashal of Chazal in the Gemara and Ksuvis, Ra'uah midaberes, they saw having bia. Ra'uah midaberes is Lashon Naki, because Dibur is connection. Like, also Das is connection. Right? We spoke last week, Dibur is connection, Das is connection. A Bar Das speaks. A Cheresh that doesn't speak is not a Bar Das. Right? Vidibartem el hasela, right? Moshe, of course, goes through a challenge, Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, the truth is, it was already foretold, like Rashi says. Moshe and then these people are not, you know, they're not in sync. But we don't want Moshe to die with the door on Midbar Stam Kach, because they'll think he was guilty of the same sins they're guilty of. Ah, so we have to throw a challenge to catch him on, right? To catch him on. But this challenge is not a Davar Shammai. It's Mamash to accentuate the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and this door, why he cannot be the manig of this door. So the challenge is, the Dibartim Alasa, okay, you're going to put Das into their hearts of stone. V'dibartim el asal v'nosam meivav. Oh, and that's the Kal V'chomer. It would have made the Kal V'chomer, you know, the rock has no das, right? In Shredav el tzrich parnasa, Kal V'chomer us, right? So, enochin nami, right? The two things over here, right? So for the first kasha we asked, well, isn't hitting a rock and getting water also a rock being makayim diburo shel makom, right? Right? No. But we don't want stam obedience. The challenge was, as it were, to infuse das into the hearts of stone, which would be represented by Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to rock, which is to communicate in a das type way. And the Kal V'chomer was supposed to be, right? The rock doesn't have das, it's a hard, it's stone, but still das is mashbia on it. The dibur shel makom, dibur. So Kal V'chomer us, we can be makabel dibur, i.e. be makabel das. Hitting is not das. Hitting may be to beat someone into submission. Submission wasn't the point. The point is that there'll be a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah built on Das, which is Dibur, not built on, you know, being beaten into submission. And really, you know, Stam, the second kasha we asked was really a fake question, because the Koach of Bechira, which is also from Das, a person who's not a Bar Das, does not have Bechira, is not responsible for his actions. The Koach of Das is, the Koach of Bechira is to do what Hashem wants. It is wrong. It is wrongly portrayed that Bechira is the ability to fail. It is wrong. It's not true. The ability to fail is a Yetzirah. When Azza and Azael, you know, the two fallen angels, got a Yetzirah, they were not able to overcome. You know why? Because they don't have Bechira. It is wrong what people say, that they think that, you know, Bechira is the ability to fail. Not true. The ability to fail is a Yetzirah. Right? Just like Hashem doesn't give a Yetzirah to things that don't have Bechira, because there's no point in giving them a Yetzirah, because there's nothing for the Bechira to overcome. We have Bechira to overcome the Yetzirah. The Koach of Bechira is the Koach to overcome. Because I'm a Bar Das, only a Bar Das has Bechira. Because I'm a Bar Das, that's why I know better and I don't give in to my temptations. The Indian was that even their hearts of stone, beside the Luch HaShnias, even their hearts of stone could have the full intensity of Das Torah. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Moshe fall to their level. They came complaining and kvetching. The Rambam points this out in Shemona Prophet. Albeit Klaisel came complaining and kvetching, right? But was the Shechina upset? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not display any anger. He just said, stop, very calmly, Hakel Sam, Betna Lev Mayim, gather them together, which is again, a Tikkun Prochet HaEgel, we point this out in Shir. Loshin Hakel comes up over and over again in that parasha. Right? It was supposed to be a Tikkun for Hakel, Vayikalu Al Aaron, that they should do the Egel. Like we explained also in Parshas Vayakel, that comes up, you know, right after Parsha Se'ego and Parsha Vayakel. So this was by Yikalu, it was going to be a tikkun for the Cheda Egel. The nation is, as it were, going to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu's Das. right? And then the Shechina was very cool about it. Give them water, you know, even though they're complaining, you know, right? You know, you just give them calmly water, we're going to give them das. But Moshe Rabbeinu's failure was, you know, typical human failure. If you start talking to me angry, I'm going to answer you angry, right? And at the Rambam writes in the Shemona Prague, Moshe Rabbeinu's chet that he was nichshol in kas. So what does it say when a person's kayes? Right? They let him into it. They were angry, so he got angry. Shimuna amarem, aminasa. So what does it say? If you're angry, im novi hu nevuasa mistalekes, im chocham hu chochmosa mistalekes. And that's what happened to Rav Shapiro. He had Silu Kamoichin. What happened? So Rav Shapiro explained. When you're angry, you don't speak anymore. How do you communicate? Right? And that's the result of Rav Shapiro. He hit the rock. He lost. Well, when people are angry, they don't speak anymore. They lose the Dibur, because Dibur is from Chochma, from Das. And when there's Kas, there's Silu Kamoichin. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu had experienced Silu Kamoichin. He fell from his Madrega because the people pulled him into their mood, which wasn't the mood of the Shechina. He fell from his Madrega and he wasn't Mistader very well in a situation which requires Emuna, because he's not used to that. He's used to Das. Moshe Rabbeinu only knows from Emuna when trying to think even deeper about the secrets of Hashem. He's not used to having Emuna or needing Emuna in Olam Hazeh. He was pulled into that situation of Silu Kadas. And he started saying, Hamina Sela. Hamina, you think from it? Hamina Eitz. He fell into his matzav of Silu Kadas. And he was not Mistader very well. He didn't speak to the rock, he hit the rock. Which, by the way, has ramifications on us, as we explained, because this was supposed to be another Matan Torah, and that's why we have to bang our heads against the wall to get any klarkeit in any sugya.
Was supposed to be another Matan Torah?
No, no, no. This giving them water. If it would have been the Dibartem al Asela, then also we. Every time you push it, learn, you'd automatically have clarity. Just say the words and the clarity will come. It was just like the Dibartem saw the water would come. If he would have been Masliya, and we would have had, he would have infused us with his Das, then our learning, just learn it, you know, now we have to like bang our heads against the wall. We need a Melus. We need a Melus because it didn't work. You know, there was Silu Kadas, and you know, when you're Silu Kadas, it's with Pech. And that's why we our Pech is the Amelus Patara, Adam Ki Yom Spoil. We have to like bang our heads against the wall to get the water. But it was the sign that Moshe Rabbeinu is out of sync with the door. And that's when the part Yan Lohem Mantem be Zaptus Fasemes. Moshe Rabbeinu, not just Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das. Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't have Emunah because you're Das, and when you go into a situation which requires Emunah, you get frustrated. You get, you know, on edge. It's not for you. Zelo b'shvilcha. Not Hashem the Emunah, it was a kaifer. So when you get into a situation where the koich ha-nefesh called Emunah is required, which is the whole in of Eretz, so you don't function. Zelo b'shvilcha. So what does it say? Gnosak tamer v'lo. Me'hotcha v'lo kol hotcha. You're like sun, you're like daytime, Das. Yoshua is like the Levana. The Levana illuminates the night. Yoshua is on par with the door. He will be the luminary of what lights up the night. You know, it's not for you. You're Das, you're day. You're Dora Midbar, Dordea. It's not for you. But to further accentuate, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the door, so this again comes up by the Nachash. The Nachash is like another Melchemes Amalek all over again. But again, it's the same word, just like the hands up is Klaiso showing emuna. Is emuna. Again, the Nachash HaNachoshes represents, Klaiso's connection to the Torah. Klaiso's connection to the Torah is in a emuna type way, which is the countermeasure for Suffolk, the countermeasure for Amalek. And that's again, accentuated by the story of the Nachash HaNachoshes, that also the Chi Nachash Memis and Mechaye El Lomach of Kol Hazman Shizom Mistakli Brat Pei Mala Mishtab Azil Avir Shashamayim. It was a Nes Betoch Nes, right, which is Emunah. It's Emunah for Klal Yisrael.
How is that represented by if you would say that the Rosh, so to speak, is Das, and the Rav is saying that you put your hands up above that because it's a situation that requires a Muna.
Right.
But Lechora usually...
The head sunk, as it
Meaning
it's just... Because Rafu Yedeya Minatera, right? So now Rafu, as it were, it's closing the distance.
Uh-huh.
Closing
they don't have ability to use the Das to connect. They have to do it with a Muna.
That's right. To raise the hands back up, is with emuna. And the Nachash HaNachoshes was again a similar thing. It's all this is happening over again in this week's parsha. Differentiating between the Das, which is Taharis, which is Parah Aduma, accentuated, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, and the Dor Bares, which is emuna. Zroyim Zes, emuna Zes Seder Zroyim.
For the one to explore. Okay, sure.